Well, the MTA gave more details today on the impact of New York City's Phase 1 reopening plan that's set for Monday. WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg joins us now. Mac, what are some of the changes that we'll see right away?
So, Linda, starting Monday, subways will resume regular weekday service. Buses are going to be running on a weekday school-closed schedule in Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, and Staten Island, with 75% service in Manhattan. Full express bus service will be restored. And for buses, rear door boarding is going to remain in effect. Now, the two caveats here. First, the overnight subway closures for cleaning and disinfecting are going to remain. That's from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. And the MTA is making clear that these reopenings in Phase 1 are meant for essential workers and the workers impacted by Phase 1. Rush hour times have also changed during the pandemic, so the MTA is asking people if you can try to ride the subways between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Well, as far as long-term plans, what are the MTA's goals?
So the top goal is to increase ridership, and the MTA is projecting a return to a high of 70% subway ridership by Phase 4, and by that time, a high of near 90% on buses. So to help with the bus service, the MTA is calling on the city to add 60 more miles of bus lanes. So for riders who want to know the numbers, the MTA is going to be debuting a new online dashboard where you can see the ridership numbers day by day so they can make more informed decisions. Now, the steps that will, in their eyes, hopefully lead to increased ridership, the continued cleaning and disinfecting, the continuing enforcement of wearing face coverings, there will soon be touchless hand sanitizing stations, more of those floor markings and directional arrows to promote social distancing. And for employees, business hours will be staggered. And this one is interesting, too. How about PPE vending machines? The MTA is going to be looking at a pilot program to begin over the next few weeks. Obviously, it remains to be seen how the agency is going to be able to move forward without more federal funding. MTA President Pat Foy reiterated his call for nearly $4 billion from the federal government after that initial payment from the CARES Act.
Certainly is going to look different than we've been used to seeing it before. That's WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg.